وعلى آل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا أمير المؤمنين. لعن الله من قتلك ولعن الله من ظلمك. ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إلى حصنكم. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سيدي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. أفي شهر الصيام فجعتمونا بخير الناس طرا أجمعين. ومن بعد النبي فخير نفس يا أبا الحسن وخير الصايا. Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Mawlai. Brothers and sisters, night of Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen, our beloved Imam on this night was on his bed, unable to move as his poison has spread across his body. At that moment, he opened his arms. He called on Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. They came over and he hugged them both. He hugged them both and cried loudly. It is as if he's telling them, you'll be alone from now on. The Imam knew that this Ummah will go against them. They knew, he knows that they will kill Imam al-Husayn brutally in Karbala. After a while, doctors rushed to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen to try to help and reduce the poison in the Imam's body. La ilaha illallah. They mentioned that milk would reduce the heat of the poison. The news spread across Kufa. The orphans of Kufa heard the story. They hurried in getting whatever they can of the milk, rushing back to the Imam's house, all calling out, oh father, oh father. These orphans understood what it means to have Amir al-Mu'mineen present in their life. They knew without him they'll be orphans again. They all rushed to Amir al-Mu'mineen's house crying. Imam Ali alayhi salam sends his salams to them, but he couldn't move from his bed. He told his son, Imam al-Hasan, son, Bunay Hasan, when I die, place me in the coffin, and you and Hussein carry me from the front and leave the back empty. Why, brothers and sisters? Because the malaika will carry the back of the coffin and will carry it to the place of burial. This is the status of Amirul Mu'mineen. At that moment, the forehead of Imam Ali alayhi salam started to sway it. Zainab, standing by, said, "Why do I see sweat pouring from your forehead, father?" Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam replied, saying, "I saw your grandfather, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, said, 'Inna al-mu'mina idha dana wafatu wa qarba ajalu araqa jabinu.'" That if the mu'min came close to his death, his forehead sweats. Oh, my daughter Zainab, this is the signs for me of passing away. Brothers and sisters, oh Shia of Ali, these are the last moments of Amirul Mu'mineen in this dunya. Oh, Father Ali, then Amir al-Mu'mineen looked around to his family and children and said, "Astawdu'ukum Allah, khalifati alaykum Allah, hadha Rasulullah wa ammi Hamza wa akhi Ja'far, qad aqbalu alayhi. I bid you all for farewell by Allah's name. Allah is my Khalifa on you. This is Rasulullah and my uncle Hamza and my brother Ja'far. All have come next to me to farewell me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim." Amir al-Mu'mineen at that moment said his shahadatayn. He straightened his legs. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, these are the last moments, brothers and sisters. And he placed his arms on his side and he closed his eyes. Wa Aliya, wa Aliya, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد.